1, 2, 3. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. You want to choose music to help your happiness? Well, in the Journal of Positive Psychology, they're saying now that depression and major depressive disorders, they're saying music can help a huge impact in one's overall health. For the music and mood study, they did Ken Sheldon, who's a PhD in psychology at the University of Missouri, and Una Ferguson, they actually jumped in and did a study looking at music and the impact it had over overall mental health. And they found that people listen to music, kind of the music they're interested in, elevated their mood to the level almost such as medications did. In increasing happiness, they even said, depends both on wanting to increase happiness and having a healthy way to achieve that goal. So from a nutritional aspect, nutrition can help, but also they're saying, of course, your environment and what you expose yourself to can help as well. They say music activates area of the brain known to be associated with other experiences that are pleasurable, and so it ends up kind of making that happen, if you will. So it can boost mood, and also music therapy is used for people with overall mood disorders. So you've got depression, anxiety, whatever it might be. Music therapy has been used for years, and actually, I mean, it has great, incredible benefits. I mean, just for example, I mean, think about it. when you're stressed out or life's going through a tough time, you put on some of your favorite tunes, what happens? It changes you. It gives you a different outlook. Your mindset becomes different. So the fact that music can have that big of an impact on our health, mental health especially, is amazing. And I would encourage you, I mean, look into music therapy or just get into the car and turn up the radio on whatever you like. I'm telling you, it works. It's been used for many, many years, and just seen so many people that have struggled with these kinds of issues and used music therapy and done quite well. It's a great natural way to support mental health and brain chemistry. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web or go to teamlifestyle.com. There you can find all the information. If you missed something on the show, it's at the website. And also, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, of course, we've got team members from all around the country joining the team. You can go to teamlifestyle.com. Barbara, you're next on the phones with us. How can I help?
I am dealing with some nodules on my thyroid, possible diagnosis of Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and I'm postpartum. Also, I have polycystic ovaries. I was interested in the nutritional options to help my endocrine health, and I don't fully understand the Hashimoto's.
That's okay. Well, with Hashimoto's, let's back up for a second. For endocrine health overall, just maximizing your hormones, I'll tell you a couple of things, a couple of little tips that are very helpful. Number one, we know exercise literally is not just for weight loss. Like when I talk about it, you know, a lot of people think, well, I don't need to lose weight. It's not just for weight loss. It's for overall cardiovascular health and getting moving on a regular basis. Even just walking 20 minutes a day is amazing what it does to your overall health if you can get into a normal routine of doing that. If it's weights or racquetball or riding a bike, whatever it is, can be so beneficial in exercise. And we know that it helps support healthy testosterone levels and estrogen levels, growth hormone, all that. The other one that's a real key for endocrine health is make sure you're getting plenty of fats in the diet. Now, when I say fats, I mean almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, fish oils, the healthy fats, not the ones that are saturated and the ones that come from a lot of the meat sources. You want to keep those to the minimum. But your own healthy fats, those are the ones you want to keep up. The reason being is for our overall metabolic profile and our overall metabolic rate. It is so, so important to have the right kind of fats. But why? Because hormones are made from fat. And if you don't have enough of it, the body can't balance out the hormone system, giving the body what it needs. It's a great way to start, a great system to look at overall. Because, again, when you're dealing with something like thyroid issues and possible hormone issues, you have to make sure the internal environment is doing well. Now, with TPO antibodies, all right, which is the blood test they found it on, thyroid peroxidase is what they're checking. And if they said that you're in a situation where you're close to having Hashimoto's, that is an autoimmune condition. Very simple. It's autoimmune. What does that mean? It means that somehow, some way, through genetic factors or lifestyle factors, that the immune system is attacking the thyroid. It thinks it's an invader. So for some reason, they don't think it's theirs anymore. And it tries to get rid of it. Now, here's the deal. With any kind of autoimmune disease, you can't turn the switch off. You can't just flip off the light switch. But what you can do is put a dimmer switch on it so you can get the power to go down, and then you can support the body as best as possible. So that's what you're having to look at. And again, they're going to probably run some tests. Wait and see. That's a big one with thyroid. Hashimoto's or thyroiditis. They're going to take a look and double check and triple check and make before they give you a definitive answer. In the meantime, here's the key. If you're dealing with the thyroid, you've had nodules on it, whatnot, make sure they check your blood test for the HGH, growth hormone levels. The reason being is the pituitary gland is the master gland. It really is the one that goes in and supports all the other hormone systems. Well, typically, in that area, in that bracket, the levels, actually, of the pituitary gland can really be low. So when a thyroid's not functioning well, you always have to think, okay, is this really a secondary issue to the anterior pituitary? And that's what you want to shoot for. Find out those values, then you can build a good game plan from there. Because when you've got medications out there like Synthroid, Levothyroxine, Armour, the Armour, I'm a pretty big fan of, is as natural as you can get to a medication. And it helps support the body. One of the big keys with thyroid is you want to make sure you're supporting the body, giving it what it needs. That's such a key when it comes to overall endocrine health, thyroid health, the whole nine yards. I would look into iodine too. Iodine is a trace mineral, and we just don't get enough of it. And there should be. If you look on the internet, you can find, or your doctor may have iodine. There's some testing you can do to figure out what your iodine levels are, and then you can build from there. Why? Because if iodine's low, thyroid function is going to be low. They go hand in hand. So you want to make sure you keep both of those, you know, and keep a good game plan for the thyroid function nutritionally. All right, that's a key. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. We absolutely thrive in your challenge in a hospital bed. Remember, there's always hope for better health.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria that almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
1-800-283-7272. 1-800-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, here's some winter myths that we're going to knock right through. Kind of the old wives' tales you heard your mom tell you about, your grandma, or just hear people, other people talk about. Here's the first one, which always, I never bought into this one. I got to tell you, even as a kid, I never bought into it. Cold air can make you sick. Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny? I love the cold weather. I really do. And, you know, I don't want to sit out there and freeze, but I love the cold weather. I've known my off days, and it's just, you know, I'm just chilling out. I'll walk around in a t-shirt and shorts in cold weather. And I love it. I think it feels great. I just enjoy it. All right. So, you know, and it's so funny. People see you, aren't you cold? And you're going to get pneumonia. Or little kids that get, you know, that don't have a coat on. Put a coat on, you know, granny, put your coat on, you're going to get pneumonia. So despite being called the common cold, low temperatures, they say, won't make you sick. The opposite is true. Cells that fight infection in the body actually increase if you go out into the cold. Rachel Vreeman, who's a physician and co-author of Don't Swallow Your Gum, Myths, Half-Truths, and Outright Lies About Your Body and Health. It's your body's way of combating the stress at freezing temperatures. Plus, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases say that cold viruses grow best at about 91 degrees. So if you're outside in the cold, your nostrils are surely colder than that. So cold air does not make you sick. You shouldn't exercise in the cold. Crawl out from under your comforter and run and get into the great outdoors. In the new Journal of Medicine and Science, Sports and Exercise, in cold temperatures, race times are actually faster and quicker paces burn up more calories in less time. And this was also founded in the Environmental Science and Technology. Another one is allergies go away in the winter. That's definitely not the case at all. Allergies might be the real source, they say, behind the stuffy nose and scratchy throat. But according to the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, 1 in 5 people suffer from indoor-outdoor allergies throughout the year, so it doesn't really matter about the temperature and that sort of issue. If you've got allergies, you're not breaking your foods down. You've got a protein breakdown issue in the gut, FYI. Don't use sunscreen in the wintertime. Well, forget bathing suits. Department stores should stock sunscreen with toboggan hats. The Earth's surface is closer to the sun during the winter months, and we're actually exposed to more harmful rays without even realizing it. Dr. Robert Guida, who's a board-certified plastic surgeon in New York City, he says, what's more, snow and ice can both reflect up about 80% of the harmful UV rays so they can hit the sun twice and increase our chances for skin cancer and skin damage. So be cautious and definitely wear the sunscreen. You must lose most of your body heat through your head. That one always got me, too. Well, in the 1950s, they did an army study. Most of your body heat doesn't escape through your noggin, according to Dr. Vreeman. The now infamous study, volunteers visited the Arctic with their heads exposed. So it's logical they've lost most of the heat through their heads, she said, but if you go outside without gloves, you'll lose a disproportionate amount of heat through your hands as well. So again, that whole deal is debunked. Now, another one is lack of sunlight causes winter depression. Well, while dark days, they certainly don't help, there's other factors that contribute to the depression. Busy schedules, family stress, worries about the holiday season, and kind of that sad syndrome, seasonal affective disorder, not getting enough sunlight. Yeah, that's really the bigger deal. It's not so much the lack of sunlight, there's just the factors that go in around that during the wintertime. Women gain 10 pounds over the winter. This is another big one. Between comfort food, dreary days, and cozy blankets, it's not hard to imagine why women can put on the weight during the wintertime. But a new study in Nutrition Reviews and the New England Journal of Medicine, they say that, of course, the added weight gain during the holiday season is the extra eating and lack of exercise. Duh. I mean, really? Think about that. Vitamin C prevents colds. Well, it's kind of a half myth. Our 75 milligram recommended daily allowance of vitamin C is important for maintaining a healthy immune system to prevent and fight off colds. At the University of Helsinki, they did a study, and It showed that taking large doses of vitamin C at the first sign of sniffles may help shorten the span of the common cold. So we know for a fact vitamin C plays a role in your immune system. It is what it is. The dosage is different for every person. Cold temperatures can cause hair loss. Really? I mean, that's just chilly weather might help you hold on to your hair. But in one study at the University of Zurich, they said that researchers looked at about 800 women. They studied for about 6 years and found that they lost the most hair in the summer and the least in the winter. But dry scalps definitely grow unhealthy, brittle hair and can break off and begin to lose it. So you have to be really, really cautious with that. Make sure your shampoos and your hair care products are organic. They're all natural and they don't have a lot of the phthalates and the sulfates. All that's really important. The chemicals, remember, whatever you put on your skin, 75% goes into the bloodstream. Drinking alcohol warms you up. You know, some of these, you look at those and you think, you know, I know somebody just came up with this and they just said, hey, spread the word. And that person was probably an alcoholic who really liked their beer, really liked their liquor. And they're going to say, you know what? I'm going to come up with a theory of what this does. So it makes me feel good and I can justify continuing to drink. So they say alcohol makes you feel toasty in the middle and on the inside, but that's because it causes your blood to rush toward your rosy skin away from your internal organs. It is a depressant. Definitely not going to warm you up, but definitely can wear you out, take your energy levels for the next day if you drink too much of it. You know, slight hangovers and nutritional deficiencies can be quite a challenge when it comes to this. So there's some top myths that you might be thinking, well, you know, it's what my grandma taught me. And that's about it. But our health is our greatest wealth. It can transform and it can change all in the choices that we make every single day. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio or go to the website. Go to teamlifestyle.com.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vaporia e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vaporia e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vaporia e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Go online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. You can go to the phones and talk to Wendy. Hi, Wendy.
I have a really bad foot fungus. I just wanted to ask if it was hereditary, if it was more diet-related, that sort of question. You know, I'm just trying to really make it brief.
It can be. I mean, the fungal issues always come from the digestive tract. That's typically where they come from. And they may show themselves on the outside, but typically they come from the inside. You clear out the digestive tract, the right kind of bacteria, clear out yeast and fungal issues, and that can work quite well. Now, you can do that dietary changes. Many times you can use some of the different herbs like wormwood and black walnut. They can work very, very well to support the body. A lot of great ways to do that, but again, you have to make sure you have a good game plan nutritionally. That's a key. And stress levels can play a role too, to compromise the immune system, but it all starts in the gut. And then, of course, goes. Now, that's different theories. But again, you can go with Lamisil and take some of the different creams and whatnot, put it on the fungal issues, and it works, and it gives some symptomatic relief, but a lot of times it comes back, and that's because the root in the gut has not been cleared up and taken care of. So that's where you want to focus. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, you can give me a call or go to teamlifestyle.com. Food for the hour is dandelion. I know you're thinking, really, dandelion? Yes. The greens are what I'm talking about. They're loaded with calcium. Here's some benefits of dandelion if you've never had it. They have about 103 milligrams. That's a ton, by the way, of calcium. It's more than kale. So kale is like the king of calcium and all the great nutrients in the greens. Amazing. 2 to 3 cups of dandelion to a smoothie with calcium-rich fruits like orange, kiwi, figs, and papayas, and you'll have a green smoothie that's loaded with calcium more than any dairy product. It's rich in iron as well. So next to fresh parsley, dandelion greens have a high iron content. 1 cup contains about 1.7 milligrams of iron, to be exact. So low calories, too. Like all leafy greens, dandelions are low in calories. 1 cup of chopped dandelion greens has about 25 calories, while leafy greens are low-calorie foods, that's for sure. And many calories, of course, you can add into your smoothies. That's what I like to do, put it in my shakes and whatnot. Easier to get in, and that way you're getting everything that you need. Then, of course, you've got plenty of antioxidants. The dandelion greens are loaded with vitamin A, beta-carotene, vitamin C, and it helps facilitate iron absorption. That's what vitamin C does. But it's ultimate detox and cleansing green. It's complete ultimate. So if your goal is to detoxify and cleanse, the dandelion greens should be the ones you use in green smoothies. They help cleanse the liver, and, of course, they can detox other areas of the body as well. Loaded with minerals, too. I mean, they are packed with minerals. Calcium, iron, they're a great source of those. Manganese, phosphorus, potassium, and magnesium. Plus, they have about 14% protein. You know that? Pretty amazing. So 1 chopped cup has about 2 grams of protein in it. Pretty cool. And multivitamin green, too, because besides all the vitamin A and beta carotene, it has a lot of your B vitamins in it. Vitamin B6, B2, B1. It's got a lot of vitamin K, got vitamin E in it. So dandelion covers the gamut in a lot of ways. Got health benefits of the dandelion greens that are really added to it. They're strong at helping reduction of cancer, multiple sclerosis, cataracts, age-related macular degeneration. And the dandelion, which I really like, contains anti-inflammatory properties. It helps lower the inflammation of the body and support it as well. Pretty cool. A lot of great things. I see, that's the thing about foods. Foods can heal. The foods that we choose every single day can make the biggest impact in our overall health if we'll choose the right kind. Let's go back to the phones and talk with Sal. Hi, Sal.
I'm just having some really bad problems with cramping, and I have started drinking the amount of water that I'm supposed to, but this cramping has continued, and I was just curious if I could get some help.
Well, the cramping, a lot of times, especially if you're getting enough water, like you're saying, kind of ruled out dehydration, which is a big one. I mean, cramping can be caused by that for sure. But, you know, the fact that you've kind of ruled that out, one of the items you want to look at is the mineral absorption. And that's potassium, magnesium, really calcium. All of these are critical, and they can be affected in a great way with a lot of the excess cramping. And so really the root cause, if you step back and look at that, let's say that you're eating plenty of calcium, tons of potassium, plenty of magnesium, but the body can't utilize it. The body can't come in and literally be able to use what it needs. I would go back in and get a blood test for vitamin D, because if your vitamin D levels are low, they're not going to support those levels. And you can start having some weird little symptoms like cramping. Okay, but it's typically mineral absorption. That's the key. All right, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. If you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area that believes the same way we do, our lifestyle providers can do just that. The website for them is mylifestyleproviders.com. If you're sleeping and eating, trying to fight insomnia with food, well, let me tell you about the sleep an eating connection. Unfortunately, when you don't get enough sleep, the human nature is to try to make up for it with food. But on a very basic level, we've seen it with jet lag. When you travel, when you have sleep deprivation, you put food in your mouth as comfort because you don't feel normal. That's pretty common for a lot of folks. But you want to forget all the fad diets. There's just no fad diet that works. Common sense, it's a balanced approach, they say. And if you have things like GERD and acid reflux and eat something in the evening aggravates it, your symptoms will interfere with your sleep. So another reason not to eat before bed, it's not about gaining the excess weight and the excess calories, but it's also about making sure that you get the proper rest. You don't want any or too much food on your stomach to disrupt your sleep patterns. So it's very, very important. Now, regular meal times and regular sleep schedules definitely go hand in hand. There's really no set food menu for a good night's sleep. Most people say, I still think proteins and limited sugar intake are one of your better ways to go. But they say a better approach is to eat a balanced diet throughout the day and eat small portions more frequently. 90% of nighttime eaters are indulgers. So funny. They said they diet during the day and don't get enough calories in the middle of the night. They're eating. Another rule is to wake up and go to bed the same time each day. It's critical because your sleep patterns, along with your circadian rhythm, elevate and lower cortisol together. And that is just a huge, huge deal in your sleep patterns. You want cortisol to be very low at night so you can barely keep your eyes open. And then cortisol should be at its highest peak in the morning. When that happens, you'll be really tired at bed, like barely can keep your eyes open, and then you'll snap out of bed in the morning. When that happens, you're thinking, man, I've been waiting for that snap for like 20 years. Starbucks is my snap. So when your body starts snapping out of bed, you'll know that your body's moving into more of a health zone. Really does make a difference. They also say the catch-22. There's always the catch-22. Don't go to sleep on an empty stomach. So if you eat dinner by 5 to 7, by 10 or 11, you may feel hungry, so you want to choose something that's not going to agitate your stomach, like simply like gluten-free bread or gluten-free pasta. You can do a piece of fruit with some nuts, almonds, walnuts, cashews. So, again, those are great, great combinations to use to drift off to sleep because it gives your body a little bit of everything that it needs, and you want your body to get the right kind of nutrition, definitely, when you're trying to get good sleep. Consider some carbs. They say like half a banana, piece of fruit, can be soothing to the digestive tract. Grapes have a little bit too much sugar, and they can interfere with the sleep. But the others have pretty good fiber in them. And another option is you look at whole grains like a bowl of oatmeal. But I stick more to the fruits and vegetables. I think just to clear the grains for the most part. I mean, every now and then, but just not all the time. Definitely not before bed. Probably not a good way to go. Herbal tea is another great one, I think, for calming the nervous system, drifting off to sleep. There's a chamomile tea. There's a brand called Sleepy Time, and it's basically a chamomile tea. But it also calms the digestive tract, helps support anxiousness that people struggle with if you've had a chaotic day. And maybe you go to wine or a beer, but I would encourage you to try some chamomile tea and see how it tops off your nervous system. You don't have to forgo coffee during the day, typically, unless you want to really lower the acidic content in the body. But winding down at night is really important, and stopping caffeine or caffeinated beverages around 2 p.m. is important, too, to make sure you get everything that you need to really be able to get into a good stage of sleep and create good sleep patterns. All that is very, very important. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. With questions about your health coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about having better energy levels. What does it take? Naturally, what does it take for us to go to the next level in that? And remember, the body is amazing. It can change, but you have to be willing to change. You can't stay where you are and just sit there and wish something. You have to get out and do something. Exercising, eating well, managing stress, sleeping well, creating good relationships, resting. All these are basic lifestyle principles that if we would apply them to our lives, we would see tremendous, tremendous impact. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back. So check out our website, teamlifestyle.com.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women, Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. Arthritis is something that many people struggle with, really not just in America, but worldwide. There's a lot of friendly exercises that can help with arthritis. I want to talk about those. So there's eight exercises I want to talk about. Yoga is number one. So it's kind of like the new trend. It's becoming kind of hot. But it's a fitness trend that's been around, obviously, since ancient times, and it's been shown to help people with chronic pain. A study from the University of Washington found that those who practiced yoga or did some kind of stretching exercise were twice as likely to cut back on pain medications as those who did not. Tai Chi is another one. Tai Chi is another ancient exercise form that's perfect fit for coping with today's arthritis pain. The slow and graceful series of movements puts your joints through their full range of motion without any strain or heavy impact. And studies also show the fluid motions of Tai Chi can reduce arthritis pain while improving mobility. An incredible way to do that. Tai Chi is phenomenal. Get a beginner's DVD or something on Tai Chi, and you can start doing your own little classes right there in the comfort of your home. Water exercise is another one. So if you ever wish you could escape the painful pull of gravity, tugging on the joints every once in a while, pool is really good for that. I love for people that struggle with arthritis, especially the real degenerative types and people that are a little bit further along in their years. The water exercising is amazing, I think. It's very, very supportive to the joints. It is weight-bearing, but the water itself takes off a lot of the pressure of the weight bearing. So it's very, very good. Isometric exercises. So it's a great way to reduce joint pain and build muscle, which in turn helps take the strain and pressure off the joints. Isometric exercises accomplish this by increasing muscle without moving the joint itself. So creating pressure by pushing your palms against each other is one way of isometric movements, while recommending typically that you work with a medical professional or physical therapist, even a personal trainer, on these areas. Now, there's what's called isotonic exercises, and they build muscle and strength, but unlike isometric exercises, they require the movement of a joint. So these are amazing for people with arthritis pain. The whole use it or lose it concept definitely is in effect with that. Walking is another great one, too. I mean, just get out and walk. My whole thing is if you're dealing with any kind of arthritis, anything, you got to get moving. Get the joint moving. Get yourself moving. Get your diet moving. Motion creates emotion, but also continues things in motion. So, just getting yourself on pace, never giving up, never giving in, pushing through is very, very important. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. We're going to head over and talk with Julie now. Hi, Julie.
Hi. I was wondering about parasites. Ever had anybody that has them in their body and what you can do to get rid of them?
They're actually a lot more common than people think. And it's funny, you hear about parasites and you start thinking about these stories, and I'm sure there's all kinds of things on the internet where you see these big parasite looking worm things coming out of people, tapeworm. And you're saying, how can this even be, right? How does that even happen? But there's a lot of parasites in the foods. If you're a pork eater, then parasites hang out in some of the pork products, depending on where it comes from, the source, obviously. But that's a theory that's been brought about. But the quality of the food matters, period, all the way around. And so, getting your foods from trusted companies and certified organic folks and all that kind of jazz, all of them is very important. But for parasites, if you think you have it or your doctor's told you have it, they've done some testing, stool samples or whatever they've done to figure out what exactly you have going on, then the first thing you want to do is you want to look at some of the, obviously go with their treatment protocols, but if you're looking at your own, do some research on the black walnut and the wormwood, because They're known to be extremely beneficial for clearing out not only yeast and fungal issues, but also parasites as well. And there's some pretty good research over in Europe on that. And you might want to check that out. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We're going to go to Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
I have a sleep issue. One is with bowel movement. I was just going to ask what I can do to improve it. And another is I have extreme stinging sometimes on my foot where I had it cut before. And I want to know what could be a possible cause of that.
That's a great question. I'll tell you that when you're dealing with constipation and bowels, there's so many different components. I'll tell everyone that if you're constipated, there's some emotional components in there as well. It's not just food. It's not just lack of fiber. It's so much more. But a big piece of that is the mental aspect of it and making sure that you're not, you know, if you've got harboring any bitterness, any anger toward anyone, that's a big key. Constipation many times can be a sign that you're holding things in, believe it or not, which is what it feels like. And then there's also from a nutritional and biochemical perspective, if you look at red beets, if you chop them up, steam them, eat them at night with a salad, phenomenal. The red dye that's in the red beets helps to create the mobility and the motility in the digestive tract. And as that continues, that's what makes a big, big difference in your overall digestion. But getting about 25 to 30, 35 grams of fiber every day is kind of becoming a standard in the nutrition world. And it does. It makes a big difference if you get that kind of fiber. But if you're getting your fruits and vegetables, that shouldn't be difficult. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, our engineer. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to America's Lifestyle Coach.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.